They're so small. The first ones were about as heavy as a real battery.
Right.
And now they're half the weight and half the size. Literally $29 to $39.
There are some. My sister has one. You can plug it into your cigarette lighter.
That's not possible.
Well, it is possible, but I don't like that way. I don't like
well,
that.
Well, I don't either.
If your electricity
comes out of the lighter,
is dead.
Is that
car
what you're
is
thinking?
Dead.
Yeah. How does that work?
I don't. I have no idea.
It does.
Yeah, I've never understood it either. Because
the battery's dead, nothing works. The lights don't turn on.
No. This is a power source
yeah,
that you plug
source.
Into your cigarette lighter, and it feeds the power back
backwards.
Into the system. Yeah. Yeah, it's just another
that's
power
weird.
Source. Hmm. But there's something about that I don't know. I'm old school. Well, positive, negative, clamp.
Right. Is there
right to the battery?
Is there one you can charge at home and like put in your trunk?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you can take yours with you.
Oh, sure.
It's
very portable. If it's charged, you can take it with you. Now normally you don't, because once the battery's charged, you don't need it after
right.
you're somewhere. But if you've got an iffy battery and you think, I don't want to get stuck at work, yeah, put it in the trunk or put it in the back seat and take it with you. Because, again, it'll jump it 4 or 5 times. But I've seen them on sale for $29.95. You run out of gift ideas? Here you go. Give any. I gave somebody one of these about 3 years ago. And the reason I gave it to them is they had, I happened to know the people and happened to be with them when their battery was dead. So I ran and got this thing that I had, and this guy says, wow, what is that? And I said, it's just a jumper. And I ran out and bought him one because he had done something for me. He had put up a storm door for me, and he didn't charge me, and he's a terrific handyman type guy. And I thought, well, I never paid him to put up a storm door, so for $39, I bought him one of these things. And he keeps it on his boat when he goes to the boat in case he would get out in the water and couldn't start the boat. It's a good thing to have. Fisherman on a bass boat, if your batteries are questionable. Quite frankly, I don't run on questionable batteries. The only reason I needed it today is the car that I drove in has sat for 2 months and hasn't been started for over 2 months, and it just sat too long. So I jumped it, and boom, that was it. But, I mean, it saves the time and trouble of having to pull a car up next to it, get somebody else to pull your car up, and it feels safer than that deal where you've got a running car and you're clamping onto their hot bed. You know how it'll spark if you don't. This feels safer to me because I just clamp the negative and the positive, get in the car, start it, undo it, and that's it. A lot of people make them. I don't know, brand I don't think really matters, any reputable brand, but make a little mental note of that, because as you get into Mother's Day's coming up. You know, if mom especially is widowed or single mom
or
on the road a lot, this is a great gift, but you have to keep it charged. Now, I have a friend who has one, and he needed it and really needed it and went to get it, and it was completely drained. He didn't plug it in.
Classic hit DJ.
Former a hick FM DJ. But, you know, every 3 months, There's a check button on it. You push the button, and it'll light up green, yellow, or red for how much of a charge it has. If it has a green charge, you're good. If it goes down to yellow, plug it in
overnight.
Similar
to a fire extinguisher. You just got to keep
watching. Exactly. Fire extinguisher won't do you any good if you don't have, stuff in it. So I don't know the official name of it. It's just a jumper. So there you go. That's a great suggestion. I love it when people give me ideas, and the reaction is, you know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to get 3 of those for gifts. The other one years ago that turned out to be, like a godsend.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
Because you kept telling me about it. Are you talking about the little sticky thing that you lay your cell phone on your dashboard?
No, but that is another
one. That's another one.
Have you got
great.
One?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the greatest.
Yeah.
Sticky pad. They're like $6. And they're a little black rubber pad. You got to go to Radio Shack or Target and get them. You put them on the dashboard of your car. And honest to goodness, if you set your... Do you have one, Peon?
No.
If you set your cell phone or your glasses on it...
Anything.
They will not slide. You can just set it right up on the dash, and it won't slide. And it's not adhesive-type sticky. It's just a surface
that won't let anything slide.
Yeah.
So, because most people, or I used to, just put my cell phone over on the passenger seat, and you're reaching over and stuff. You can put it on the dashboard and just grab
it.
It
is the great... I've bought... This is sick. I've bought about 16 of them. I have two in one car, one on the dash and one on the center console. Mm-hmm. And I've given people probably 10 of them.
Right.
Just because you go here. And man, they go nuts. It's just called the sticky pad. The one I was thinking of that was one of those great discoveries that once you get it, you have to have it and don't know how you lived without it, is a leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping. Yeah. Forget sweeping. Sweeping is old. You have a leaf blower?
Yeah, we have one at home.
Raking.
Forget raking. I love a leaf blower.
Yeah, yeah.
You blow them right in your neighbor's yard.
You bet. It is the greatest. And I mean, if the garage gets dirty, not just leaves, blow the garage out. Get the dust and crap out of the garage. I've used it to blow the dust off the top of a car. And you had it all clean. It's all dusty.
That's what I have bug face off. Do, though, because it's an inside area, and you get some dust on you. I have bug face go out
well,
and do that. I do the driveway. She does
well,
inside the garage.
Your lungs are near your heart.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't
yeah,
want your lungs.
Yeah, don't sound so good
patient.
Today.
Well,
are you
got
okay?
That
he's got the
cold.
Pollen cold
yeah.
going for him. Welcome, everybody. I'm sorry to immediately get off track, but we weren't on the track.
No.
So there was no track to get off of. Sticky pad, leaf blowers, jumper. I just solved all your Christmas shopping, and I say Christmas shopping because, believe it or not, we are less than 60 days away from the first half of this year being gone.
I know.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
This seemed, I don't know, the month of April went faster than almost any time in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think that happens more and more.
The older you get.
That's right. All right. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, well, let me do this, and then we'll do the Burke segment. Let's say hi to Jake Naughton and all the folks at Bomarito Cadillac out in St. Peter's. They've been with us now for a year and a half, and they're selling a lot of Cadillacs. So I have you folks to thank for that. And I know that everybody can't buy a Cadillac. There are people right now that kind of car. Things are tight. Times are tough. But there are a lot of other people where they've had a pretty good last few years. Things are pretty good. Maybe the kids are older and they've moved out and the college tuition has ended. Time to treat yourself to a Cadillac, and plenty to choose from. You like speed, you like power, then get one of the V models, like the CTS-V. 400 horsepower, all right? And now they're doing the V. Yeah, V in the XLR and V in the sedan, the STS, I think. So Escalades or traditional DeVille, this is the place, because this is the place where Price sells Cadillacs. Bomarito Cadillac. Where you will always find about 100, at least 100 Cadillacs in stock. In St. Peter's, Interstate 70 at Cave Springs, Bomarito Cadillac, where Price sells Cadillacs. If Mr. Burke were here, he would say, does anybody have anything to say? Karen Vale, everybody.
Well,
I could tell
I
you,
kind of
I could
do.
Tell you're ready.
I just found a couple of the news stories last night. So fascinating. And I don't know why, but this guy who for 21 years ducked and dodged the Texas authorities after being involved in the murder, in a murder, and then they pick him up. And, you know, it just reminds us, we've talked about this before, people that you walked past, maybe people that you've worked around that have committed some kind of a terrible crime.
Every day we're in their presence and
we
don't know it.
And here this guy was working at a Bob Evans restaurant in, was it Cahokia or Granite City?
I think it was Cahokia.
Okay. And be bold with this one guy every Wednesday night, and the guy, he was the nicest person.
Yeah, he was a busboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a murderer,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, or at least an accomplice to a murder, so
yeah.
It's odd.
That's,
you know.
If that's your Burke segment contribution?
Yeah, because it's a busy time. I mean, it's school events and performances that your kids are in, so I really don't have anything else.
Well, we want to hear about your kids performing.
Oh,
Karen, no, we don't.
No.
Really
last
don't.
Night was the rehearsal, tonight.
No, that's good. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Holy cow.
I got a quiz.
Terry Daly, everybody, in a really good shirt.
Thank you very much, Frank.
And a bad cough.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Like a lung disease or something.
Well, probably, yeah.
Terminal.
Driving through, you know what? I was just thinking, Peon, I mean, this is programming stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff, but we need that sound. You know the sound they used to always play in the cartoons? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and you'd hear birds tweeting.
Like they've been knocked out or dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We need that to show life is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a piece of classical music, and somebody will know the name of it.
We have, I think...
Is that Waltz of the Flowers?
Oh, I don't know.
They used to always use it in like Bugs Bunny cartoons or when somebody got knocked out and there's birds tweeting around their head.
I think it's Waltz of the Flowers.
Check on that TV CD, that TV tunes or whatever. I think it's on that.
Okay.
But I was driving through Creve Coeur today. Beautiful day, beautiful Creve Coeur, a city of many trees, nice lawns, and nice people and little puppies jumping and scampering around and stuff. And I come around this corner, and I see a white kid with his hat cocked up sideways, a great big giant T-shirt, great big giant pants, walking two giant pit bulls. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this picture?
Pit bulls need walking in a city like
that. But what is he, you know, I understand the some of the ghetto people who have pit bulls because, you know, they're
protection.
There's bad people some places, and these, you know, you're less likely, at least I would be less likely to break into a home that I knew two pit bulls were in. But what is this kid walking through, you know, walking away probably from his parents' house, his $500,000 parents' house, with his pit bulls, with his big old cocked sideways hat?
Well, because he knows that cocked cap, it separates him from everybody else because nobody... Wait a minute. Everybody does it. So you look just like every other goofball. Yeah.
And that music that Terry was talking about is the very beginning of the William Tell Overture.
What?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's the very...
I would dispute that.
Right before it goes...
No.
It goes...
I dispute that. I know what he's talking about. That...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phones are all ringing. Take them because somebody who knows classical music will know what that is. If that is the beginning of the William Tell Overture, then I'll say, you know what, well, I was wrong. But boy, I don't think but so.
For Dan to come up, no,
a
caller.
He says a caller.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Anybody else for the Burke segment? Apparently not. The Burke segment is officially closed. All right, we can go to the phones and. I want to acknowledge a guy twice today because I forgot to do it yesterday, and it's something that my son asked me to do, and I forgot it yesterday, so I'll do it twice. I'll do it now in the Playhouse. I want to say hi to Rick Iverson of St. Charles. He helped my son over the weekend fillet a 20-pound catfish.
Whoa!
That's a pretty good-sized catfish, and we're not exactly fillet experts in our family. We've caught a lot of them and let them go, so this guy knew. He's like Ned's Burke.
Yeah.
Some guys just know. They're like surgeons. They know how to sew. Rick Iverson of St. Charles, thank you for helping my son fillet that fish. All right, we're going to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Also today, ladies and gentlemen, and we missed it the last day or two, and we apologize. You can't imagine the complaints. What in the news? The hip-hop segment. Right from the main pages of allhiphop.com, and we've got a red-hot hip-hop story. It's front and center in the hip-hop news right now. We'll share that with you, among other things. But let's go to the phones. What do you say? And talk to, and I'm going to take a stab at this. Is it Dia?
Yeah.
Dia, how are you?
I'm fine.
What can we do for you?
The answer to that question of music that you wanted to know is... It's Morning from Peer Gynt Suite.
Morning from what suite?
The Peer Gynt Suite.
The Peer Gynt
G-E-N-T?
G-Y-N-T.
Okay. Yeah, Terry. G-Y-N-T.
Yeah, I've heard that idiot. That name or that thing, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, you know what? Waltz of the Flowers is...
Oh, that thing.
That's Waltz of the Flowers. Okay, thank you. Dia, thank you very much.
The sugar
shut up.
Fairies.
Is it...
In the Nutcracker Suite.
We used to play it whenever we
talked about. You may be right.
Right? Isn't it from the Nutcracker Suite?
Yeah. There is a Waltz of the Flowers. But, Dia, thank you for that.
Thank you. And I'm aiming the PM.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. What do you have there?
I have the Nutcracker Sugar Plum.
I think you may be right. I think that may be. No, it's not that. This is ding, 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 ding. That's Waltz of the Flowers. Yeah, that's
and what were you saying?
Stop it, because it'll confuse me. Waltz of the Flowers, I think, is No, I've got this thing in my head you just played. I think that's Waltz of the Flowers.
That was so good again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you shut up. Thank you very much.
Jan can help you out with Waltz of the Flowers.
Now, okay, Jan. You threw me with that name. Hello, Jan. How are you? How are you?
Yeah, I am fine, and that is the answer to the Sugar Plum Fairy. Waltz of the Flowers goes da 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 da.
Yes.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it has doodly doos.
Yeah,
doodly doos. All right. Cultural film. So what's the
this
one?
Sucks.
What not? Hey, shut up! What's the one, Jen, we're trying to think of that? Do, 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 do.
That is Waltz of the Flowers.
Okay, so I had that right.
No. That's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Yeah.
Are both of those from the Nutcracker Suite?
That's the Nutcracker Suite.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting a headache.
But now the other one is the one Terry was wanting from.
And now I forgot how that goes, what I was thinking in my own brain.
The cartoon thing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You know what? I am getting a headache.
Well, here's
oh, I know what it was.
Nobody cares.
Da 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 da. That's what it was.
What's that, Jan? That
I don't know.
That was that morning.
Bugs Bunny.
No, the lady that called had that. That's that something Gent.
The morning
Pierre Gent.
Yeah. Oh, Pierre Gant.
Yeah. That's the one we're looking for.
Yeah, that's Pierre Gant.
All right, Jan, thank you. I think we're finished with the classical chat.
I hope so. Did I win anything?
Let me check. No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
20 of the suckiest minutes of my life.
And you know what? And don't call us, folks, because we know. We're bored with it, too. We're really classicaled out here. We don't know what we're talking about, but hey, we turned to the audience, and they were there, and they had the answer, so... There you go. There you have it, and there you are. In the words of a listener and former radio person who was really, really good at what she did and should come back and maybe work here. Steve, before we break, how are you?
I'm fine. Everybody that you talked to, you've got it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Pierre Gant Suite. I had heard Greek.
Okay.
Those two other things were from the Nutcracker Suite.
Okay, so we need to find a good copy of that Pierre Gant Suite thing.
I have a part from it, but it's not the right... right part. It's
really? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different things in that Pierre Gant Suite.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I can't believe there's two or three classical music listeners are listening to us.
Maybe
they're trying to dumb down.
Go figure. I need the door closing again because the classical music talk is officially over. Okay. Let's do a quick break. We come back. We'll talk about whatever else you want to talk about. Clayman. Kelly Clayman was in last week, and I think did a pretty good job of explaining to you what his family has done for over 70 years. Klamen. This is a company that I never heard of until about a year and a half ago. And we got a call, and they loved the station and wanted to get on the yard sale on Saturday and have now two-time sponsors of the yard sale for two different quarters. And I guess enough people liked what they heard, and there were enough people out there who were in some sort of distress situation with a home that they wanted to get rid of that they called and let Clayman take care of it, that now they're part of this show. And I'm thrilled to have my Love Family Businesses, and this is a three-generation business. Kelly's dad, Harold, and Harold's dad before that started it over 70 years ago. And in a nutshell, here's what they do. They buy as-is property. So you have a house and... somebody passed away, maybe your parents, you kind of inherited it, but you don't want it. It needs a lot of work, and before you could ever sell it to most buyers, you'd have to put a lot of money in it, a lot of time. You'd have to go through all kinds of inspections. There'd be a commission. Clayman eliminates all that. They have closed on property in as little as 3 days with cash because there are no inspections, there are no commitments. They'll take it just as it is. They'll even take the junk that's in it that you don't want to move out. Leave it. They'll take all of it. They're buyers. They're not sellers. You don't call Clayman. They don't sell you anything. You call them if you're the seller because they are buyers, and they buy homes and commercial buildings as is. And all you have to do is call them. And I know there are a lot of you out there in that situation because, let's face it, not every piece of property that you own. You know, even I can tell you my own house. One of these days we're going to have to move. We've been there 19 years. I dread the going through because after 19 years and three kids, you can't believe the junk in our basement. I don't even want to think about it. I mean, I've thought of hiring an arsonist to burn the thing down, but I know I'd go to jail.
Especially now since you said it on the air.
Yeah, now I can't do it. But if you've got a piece of property and you really don't want to screw with it, let them step in because this is what they've done for over 70 years. Clayman, K-L-A-M-E-N, 314-721-6800. Clayman Realty.
Hey, Bob, can you give me a hand with this couch?
Are you kidding? Not with my back. I can't lift much of anything these days. Moving that couch will put me out of commission for a week.
The agony of lower back pain is never pleasant. Imagine living with throbbing pain in your back that lasts hours or even days. If you're 18 to 65 years of age and currently suffering from lower back pain, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research trial of an investigational medication for the relief of lower back pain. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational medication at no cost and may be compensated up to $600 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If lower back pain is bothering you and preventing you from doing the things you want to do, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history. And we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide. So if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Nice start. Time out.
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go.
I guess the kids will be home soon. Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on. Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right.
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back.
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do.
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please.
A pro golfer effortlessly reads the green before he sinks an 18-foot putt. An expert pearl diver spots the single oyster possessing an exquisite pearl in a sea of shells. Stringent selection is exemplified when a Lexus dealer chooses a certified pre-owned Lexus. Each vehicle the dealer purchases undergoes a reconditioning process and the scrutiny of a fastidious inspection. And more than just a Lexus-backed 3-year 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. Each vehicle comes with the privileges and prestige of the Lexus ownership experience, such as standard new car finance rates and terms. A Lexus dealer selects the best of the best. So consider a certified pre-owned Lexus, available only at Plaza Lexus and Dave Munganass Lexus of St. Louis. Sure, the previous owner stands behind their car. After all, they built it. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
Only Tier 1 and 2 customers will qualify for the lowest lease and finance rates. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
At Babs, we have the best trained technicians and the friendliest service managers. We know cars. But you know what we care about most? You, our customer. We want you to be happy. We want your car to run great. Really, it's all about you.
Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. Really, it's all about you.
And when you're looking for great tires and expert auto care, where's the most convenient place to go? Dobbs. Dobbs has the most locations in town, one near you. So for your car, light truck, or SUV, you know where to go. Straight to one of our convenient locations, the most in town. Straight to Dobbs. And now, come into any convenient Dobbs Tire and Auto Center location, buy 4 Michelin passenger or light truck tires, and you'll get a $50 Visa prepaid card as our gift to you. Offer ends May 28th. That's a $50 Visa prepaid card from us to you when you buy four Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Dobbs.
This is Dan Dierdorf. When Del Mar Gardens Enterprises opened its first skilled care nursing facility in 1965, it began a tradition of caring that has grown over the past 36 years. Today, the Del Mar Gardens family's original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished and is exemplified in each of its facilities throughout the area. You can count on the Del Mar Gardens name for quality skilled nursing, outstanding rehabilitative therapy, luxurious retirement communities, and the finest home health and hospice services. Del Mar Gardens has built its reputation by providing the kind of care that enhances quality of life in an environment that exceeds the highest expectations. Del Mar Gardens is the name you can trust for highly trained, caring professionals working together to bring superior services to you or a loved one. When you need the very best skilled nursing, rehabilitative services, retirement living, or home health or hospice care, you can count on the Del Mar Gardens family, built on love, care, and understanding.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm a mammography technologist at Metro Imaging South County office. When you need a mammogram, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. So bring your dreams and save at the all-new Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 in Boone's Crossing.
We're caught in a trap.
Hey, Sunday night, this Elvis special, which I'm going to tell you, looks very good. And this, remember when they had the casting call? Anybody who wanted to, who thought they looked like Elvis, the younger Elvis, a couple of years ago? Well, the guy they ended up with, I'm going to tell you, he really does look like Elvis in the 50s. And that looks like a very good show.
Are there two different Elvis specials coming up this week?
The only one I know is Sunday.
There's one where they have a bunch of acting, a young guy playing Elvis, and then there's another one someplace where they have like old clips never seen before
from the family.
Are,
there are two. I think that's a different thing. And both of them should be pretty good. You know, anytime after all these years you can come do anything different with Elvis, because most of what we see is the same old, so that's a Sunday night. Of course, tomorrow night, big TV night, the Pat O'Brien thing with Dr. Phil. I can't stand Dr. Phil, but that should be interesting. And, of course, the scathing expose about American Idol that ABC is going to do, and then American Idol itself with the results of from the votes after tonight's performance, so a lot of good TV. It's going to be very difficult, I think, for me to get through our next segment, just because we were talking off the air in the studio, and we're all very concerned about the behavior lately of hip-hop or Busy Bone.
Mm-hmm. I think Dan Rather said it best when he said courage.
Courage, yeah. And we wish Busy Bone the best, and I'm looking at the allhiphop.com, one of the headline stories, the lead stories. And it's not good. And when you hear it, you can only wish the best for Busy Bone. So why don't we get right to what in the news? This doesn't sound like. Oh, there we go.
Now
we can cut that first part out.
We don't need that.
Get right to the hip hop sound. Welcome to What in the News, the latest from the world of hip hop, right from the pages of allhiphop.com. Former Bone Thugs and Harmony member Busy Bone appeared disoriented and sporadic during an appearance on Houston's Damage Control KPFT radio program April 27th, leaving witnesses confused, scarred, and baffled. Now stop the music for a second. What you're going to hear in this story, to me, smacks of somebody must have put something in this guy's drink, because hip-hoppers do not act the way they say Busy Bone acted. And I think a lot of times they are made to look irresponsible and crazy.
What'd he do?
Well, start the music. Busy Bone, who claimed to be homeless, seemed inebriated.
What?
Spoke in rapid-fire manner with host Matt Pushermania Sanzala.
Who?
Matt Pushermania Sanzala. And rambled incoherently, according to first-hand accounts. The Cleveland-born rapper was incomprehensible, referring to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ several times and emitting low snarls throughout the interview.
Ooh.
Zanzala said Busy, who has admitted to drinking crises in the past, frightened some in the studio. Some people laughed, but some were a little nervous. Zanzala told AllHipHop.com he was going nutso. He went in the guest booth and was jumping around and yelling. And according to Zanzala, Busy donned a dashiki and was acting erratically. Stop the music. I will admit, as much as I know about hip-hop and rap, I don't know what a dashiki is. What is that?
I think it's like a Hawaiian, or not a Hawaiian, an African gown kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. All right. He donned a dashiki and was acting erratically. At one point during the interview, Busy Bone, who twice on air blurted out an obscenity, broke into an apparent freestyle about people laughing at him for sleeping in a bus station. Ooh. Audibly confused with Busy's seemingly inebriated state, Zanzala still attempted to conduct a normal discussion. I kept my cool and shook his hand, Zanzala added. Following the episode, however, Zanzala referred to Busy as a man on the verge of a breakdown, trying to hold it together and contain his rage, sadness, and multiple intoxications. Toward the end of the session, Busy began yelling, "Praise God!" and "Holla!" H-O-L-L-A, repeatedly while promoting his record, responding to Sanzala's questions about the rapper's next destination after the radio show appearance. Busy remarked, "You might see me at the bus station. You might see me at the shelter. You might see me somewhere over here or somewhere over there."
Fallen so far.
He yelled, "Holla!"
Yeah.
No comment.
Does anybody know what that means?
No. No, holla.
It's a form of holler.
Oh, it's a form of holler?
Oh, holla. Yeah. There is no comment from Busy's label or from former Bone Thug members. And that's what's happening with hip-hop from hiphopinthenews.com. And that's what in the news.
I'm worried about it.
You know what?
I'm worried about it.
If he was sleeping at the bus station and just sleeping around and he says he's homeless, how'd they get a hold of him to get on the show?
He went to the bus stop.
There's a lot about this that reeks of frame up. That thing about being inebriated.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Just because a hip-hop or rapper is happy, everybody says, he's inebriated.
Just because he's acting happy.
Yeah.
Well, our thoughts, and I know you folks, all your thoughts are with Busy Bone. And man, let's hope let's hope he gets through this. He's apparently going through some tough times. All right. Sorry, but that's just
It's kind of tough to jump to the
jump into something
happy
fun.
A holla means kind of goodbye, see you later, things like that.
Kind of like aloha.
Yeah, okay. Kind of.
All right. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Want to mention before we get to your calls that I really do like what McCaw is doing down the hall. He is a stutterer, and he is promoting and I guess participating in sort of a conference for people who stutter to help them realize that you can overcome it or you can work through it and still be successful and go on and do whatever you want to do. And I think that is I think that's really admirable because it takes some guts to do what he does and then to admit it. And like he said, he has some good days and bad days, and some days it's worse than others, but good for him. And we have an advertiser who was a stutterer, and I know I'm not gonna mention who it was because he may not want me to, but he now does not stutter at all. And he said growing up he had a terrific stuttering problem, and as a kid my neighbor three doors down was the only word I could describe was severe. I mean, he like that, and it took him forever just to say, you know, let's go play.
And something. You'd find yourself helping him finish.
Yeah.
His thoughts.
And what is the cause of that?
Well, I think there are multiple causes.
There are.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any one cause. I think sometimes it's in his case, this kid that I knew, he was scared to death of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because when his dad would come out and call him into dinner, he actually, prior to that, had kind of been able to, and as soon as his dad would come out,
it set it off.
Howard! Howard!
Oh, yeah.
Man, he'd look at us and he'd go, I gotta go. And you could just tell he was so scared. And I think his literally was just, he's petrified of his dad. And I'd be curious to know after he left home and got on his own if he was able to get over that. So good for McCall for doing that. We're off to the phones. Here's Bruce, everybody. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM.
That's the way to be.
Good afternoon, Karen.
Well, hi, Bruce.
Hey, you guys were talking yesterday about the ice cream truck waiting for the kids to come up and then pull away.
Yeah, for those who didn't listen, I have to set it up and they won't know what we're talking about. There were some kids who painted a truck that looked like an ice cream truck, and they had the little music, and they'd go through neighborhoods, and when all the kids would run out and circle around the truck, they'd take off just to see their expressions, how disappointed they were.
Yeah. It reminded me of one of my favorite skits ever on Saturday Night Live was when Eric Idle of Monty Python hosted.
Yeah.
And he was being a reporter, and he was doing one of those, like, you know, reports on the street where he was walking along and talking. And as it progressed, the truck kept going a little bit faster. And he kept walking a little bit faster until at the end of the report, he was in a dead sprint, but he stayed in character, and he kept doing it. His report. It was just one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you need to go stand over with mean old Terry Daly, because Terry said yesterday that's what he'd do. He'd just start slowly moving and make the kids keep up.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. It's one of the funniest ones I've ever seen. He's doing it, you know, and he's talking about a real, it was kind of a serious story, nothing real, you know, like death or anything like that, but he was talking, and then you could just see, he kind of was looking like, and it kept going a little bit faster, and by the end of it, he was, you know, 100 feet back behind a truck, but he was still doing his report as he was running.
Now, how does it make you feel, Bruce, knowing that you're as mean as Terry is to kids?
Really?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Uh-huh. It is sad.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Really sad.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. Hello, Marty.
Hey, Frank. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I say hi to Karen.
Well, Marty, hello.
Hey, I had a little stuttering thing. You were talking about the kid being afraid of his dad, and you thought that caused it.
Yeah.
I played ball with a kid in Little League, and his dad was the coach. He would not stutter until his dad would get on to him, and then he'd start just stuttering like you wouldn't believe.
I feel sorry for kids who are. It's one thing to be afraid when you know you've done something wrong and to have a respectful sort of fear. But, man, people that are literally scared of their dads, that's sad to me.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you dread seeing your dad coming because you're scared of that. That's terrible.
Yeah. Like, that was the only time he ever stuttered was, like I said, and the kids, us other kids, we started noticing after a while that the only time, like you said, we'd play, we were all friends, and when his dad would call him or something, then he'd start to stammering. But I wonder if that... psychological people—they probably know there's something to do with that. I guess.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
All right, Marty.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Let's grab one more if we can. I think we can work it in. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Well, Dan. Hi.
Frank, I got a question to ask you. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay, so do I. Now, what's funny about this, I never knew this until I had these two dogs, that when they're sleeping at night, they dream, apparently, and they bark in their sleep.
Oh, no, I believe that. We know that our dog, the big one especially, dreams, and the little one.
Yeah, it's just weird. It was weird to me the other night. They were both dreaming at the same time, and they were facing each other, and one would bark, and the other one would bark, and they were both asleep.
Wow.
Isn't that funny? I was just wondering, I don't know if that was kind of odd or what. Before I go asking the vet anything, I wanted to see what your thought was on that. Because, like I said, before even when I was growing up, when I had dogs, none of them ever did this. And since I've had these two dogs, they started doing it. One of them's a Shih Tzu Pug mix.
Yeah.
The other one is a Pug Jack Terrier mix.
I don't see why two dogs that are sleeping, because even when a human is asleep, you'll hear something in the room or something will happen that'll affect your dream.
And
I'll bet if a dog is asleep dreaming and hears another dog barking, it goes into the dream somehow.
Yeah. Especially if both the dogs, like, normally bark at the mailman or something like that.
Sleep barking, it's called.
Isn't that weird? We'll have to ask Dr. Doug.
Yeah, we'll ask Dr. Doug tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Dan, thank you. Okay. Yeah, our dogs do it all the time, middle of the night. You can tell. You can tell they're...
Have you seen their legs start to
shake? Yeah, like they're running in their sleep or something.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're coming up on an X doubleheader here. Germex and Carex. Let's start with Germex, then we'll get to Carex. Germex waterless hand sanitizer. I was in a business, yesterday morning, and they had for the customers little towelettes. But the name on the towelettes was the name of another waterless hand sanitizer. Oh, yeah. Wrong thing to have out when I was in there. And I said, what's this? And they said, oh, we picked those up. They're real cheap at Sam's. And I said, well, you know why they're real cheap? They're not Germex. And the guy says, Germex? What's that? I said, that's a St. Louis-made product distributed all over the world, the number one waterless hand sanitizer in the United States, and you need to get it and put it out here on the counter and replace this other stuff. And he said, well, I'm going to go look for that, because Germex does also make little hand-wiping towelettes in addition to the regular bottles of waterless hand sanitizer, that clear gel. It's like a thin gel, and it smells good, it feels good, and you know the feeling of, you can just feel sometimes that when you're clean, your hands are clean, you can tell it. You can tell it with Germex. You can tell they're not just clean, but you've also killed the germs. And it's a good feeling. And we all shake hands in the course of the day with people we don't want to shake hands with. You're forced. They put their hand out and you're thinking, oh, this creep, I don't want to shake hands with this guy. I know this guy scratches his butt because I see him do it all the time. But you have to shake the hand. And then what he doesn't see is immediately, I'll see you later, and you run and get your bottle of Germex, and you cover your hand with it, because you know this guy has some bad habits. Maybe you work with a nose picker. That's another one.
Oh, man.
You don't want to shake their hands.
Or one that doesn't wash their hands after.
Oh, I caught somebody here the other day. I caught one of our own people coming out of the stall. Number two didn't wash their hands.
Number two. I don't want to call him out. Oh, man.
You know what? I came in here and used Germex, and I didn't even shake hands with him. I just thought by osmosis the germs might jump on me.
Just the air in the room.
Jump out in midair and land on me.
Well, number one, you can be in a hurry. I mean, I guess, but
no,
that's a
different.
Whole other breed.
That's different. Mm. Number one, I don't really mind, because Mr. Happy's not dirty.
Right.
He's pretty clean. You know,
but that's you're going
the cleanest thing I possess.
Because he's never near anything. he didn't go anywhere to get dirty. Too bad. Germex waterless hand sanitizer. Pick it up. You can get it at, I know you can get it at Walmart, and I know you can get it at Deerberg. And if they don't sell it where you go, say, hey, how about getting some Germex in here? Germex waterless hand sanitizer.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives of St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff, because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know real estate, they know St. Louis, and most importantly, they know how to get your home sold fast, wherever you may live. Realty Executives International has offices all across the USA and has sold hundreds of thousands of homes. They're locally owned and operated by the Matuszek family, so you have over 70 years of combined local experience and local connections on your side. You want your home sold fast? Realty Executives of St. Louis understands that, and they can help. It's a philosophy that doesn't involve an agent just planting a for sale sign in your front yard. It is a philosophy of advising you how to prepare your home to sell, marketing your home, and guiding you through the paperwork to the end goal, selling your home. Hire the true professionals to help you sell your home in St. Louis. That's Realty Executives of St. Louis, 314-756-9100.
Your chance to spruce up your wardrobe and your home for less is during Big Wednesday at Kohl's. This Wednesday only, where you'll find specials in every department throughout the store, like 40 to 50% off the latest sportswear for him and her, and the newest sandals to complete your look at 30 to 50% savings. There's also great items to give your home a spring look, with 50% savings on select towels, sheets, cookware, and kitchen electric. Don't miss your chance to save big during Big Wednesday at Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I was biting into a spare rib when Uncle Ernie dropped his chopsticks. I'd seen that look before. It was heartburn. Before you could say duck sauce, I handed him Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in two ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. In no time, Uncle Ernie was back in Mooshu heaven. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed.
Got about a minute to chat before we have to work our way toward the news. Here's Roy, everybody. Hello, Roy.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Great, Roy.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Roy.
Hey, I'm down here in Hayti, Missouri. You guys are coming in loud and clear. I've been listening to you since Blackville, Arkansas.
We're number one in Hayti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hayti's way down 55, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's down 19 miles from the state line.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet
in the boot heel.
I bet other station gets down there. I bet you can't get another St. Louis station that far down.
No, I haven't even tried. I only listen to you guys.
Oh, that is so nice, Roy.
AM and the PM and been that way since, back in the early 80s.
Hallelujah. And I only have about 20 seconds. What are you doing in Hayti?
I'm on my way back up to St. Louis. I run a dedicated route. I just want to let you know that gas down here is $1.93.
Well,
wow. Yeah. I'm going.
Well, there'll be some out-of-work hick FM DJs that drive all the way to Hayti just to get gas. They would do that. Hey, thank you for the call, Roy.
Not a problem. Have a nice day.
Be careful and safe trip back.
Will do.
There goes Roy. Running the regular route down to Hayti. All right, whatever your regular route is. If you keep a car any time at all, there are just certain things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to put new tires on it. You need to get that. This is the time to get that air conditioning checked, too, because kind of cool now. In 2 weeks, it could be 85 degrees. CarX. Here's what CarX wants you to know, and I want you to know. This is a complete auto service center. Every CarX is an auto service center that does so many more things than a lot of people realize. People know, they do mufflers, and they do brakes and shocks. They do all kinds of things. And so the good news is you can find the CarX nearest you and just let them become your complete auto service center. They'll have all the records on your car. They'll have everything that they've done to it maintenance-wise. And it's just a smart thing to do rather than piecemeal it all over the place. There are 19 convenient CarX neighborhood locations, and you can check out their website anytime, CarX.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the eighth time since last June, interest rates are going up. Federal Reserve nudged the federal funds rate up another 0.25% today. It's affecting your credit card probably and will affect your car loan if you get one soon. Not the mortgage market, though, at least not yet.
Some interest rates, like the bank prime, those rates are up, and the rates that savers are earning are up. But the rates that corporates pay for bonds, particularly homeowners pay for mortgages, really hasn't gone up that much.
Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Corporation in Pittsburgh. A sheriff's investigator has told the Michael Jackson jury that the pop star's ex-wife described him as a sociopath. That contrasts with what Debbie Rowe said last week on the stand, that he was a great dad. Court observer Jim Murray wonders why the questions were not raised to Rowe last week. He says prosecutors could have asked,
isn't it true that you called Michael Jackson a sociopath? Isn't it true that you had an agreement with Michael Jackson to only say positive things about him? And they didn't do that. That was their opportunity. And in a way, that opportunity is lost.
Lots of talk this week about American Idol. Former contestant claims Judge Paula Abdul helped him pick what to sing, bought him clothing, and eventually had an affair with him. ABC's John Quinones has been talking to Corey Clark.
He says, after several weeks of them being very chummy, her advising him, him going to her house, that it turned into a romantic and into a sexual relationship. But at some point, he claims, she got him a cell phone that she provided to him by which they could communicate.
Clark was removed from the show's second season when it came to light he hadn't told producers about a previous arrest. Abdul has responded.
She, through her lawyer, has said that these charges by Corey Clark are a bunch of lies, that he has not spoken the truth in the past in the way, in fact, he filled out his application to American Idol, and therefore that he's not to be believed.
The information to air in a special edition of ABC's Primetime Live tomorrow night. MoneyScope, Dow gained 5 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
How do people react when they get a four-star hotel for a two-star price on Hotwire.com? To find out, we brought in psychiatrist Dr. Dante Lombardi.
Thank you. First, let us observe the two subjects, Doug and Mike.
Hey, Doug. Want to go check out Chicago?
Yeah.
All right. On Travelocity, there's a four-star hotel for $199 a night.
Ouch.
On Orbitz, I see one for $189. And on Hotwire, there's a four-star on the Magnificent Mile with a gym, $86 a night.
What?
No way. Impossible.
This is what I call Hotwire Disbelief Syndrome.
Nope, $86 on Hotwire.
We're going to Chicago!
Yeah. Oh, it stings.
And all this brouhaha?
This is a very natural reaction. Before they went to Hotwire, they were two average guys. Now they're two average guys with a great hotel deal.
Don't settle for average. Log on to Hotwire.com for a great hotel deal. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on March 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A Northeast Missouri state lawmaker says St. Louis City and County must begin issuing concealed weapons permits once Governor Matt Blunt signs a bill that's aimed at fixing a flaw in the concealed guns law. Williamstown State Representative Brian Munslinger tells KTRS News.
It's about time that Missouri had Missourians, the law-abiding Missourians, had a right to protect themselves from not-so-law-abiding.
Lawmakers today gave final approval in Jefferson City to Munglinger's bill that is intended to correct the flaw. A spokesman for St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley tells KTRS News they'll wait to see if the governor signs the bill. Max Scott says if Blunt signs it, they'll study it to see its impact on them, then react accordingly. A former Clayton art gallery owner has been sentenced to prison after being sentenced for bankruptcy fraud. 43-year-old Brent Ferris has been sentenced to 20 months in prison and must pay $300,000 restitution. Ferris pleading guilty to one felony count of bankruptcy fraud back in July. Ferris now lives in Mississippi. First rabid bat of the season in St. Louis County has been found.
We did pick up a bat from the basement of a resident in Webster Groves on April 25th. We did have that bat tested for rabies, and the bat did test positive for rabies.
County Health Department Vector Control Program Manager Ron Twillman tells KTRS News the bat was found in a basement in the 1200 block of Rock Hill Road. Twillman is reminding residents to be very cautious around wildlife, especially bats. 10 Animal Protection Association workers resigned last week over disagreements with the executive board, but the APA is again allowing the public to come in and adopt animals. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports.
Susan Beatty with the APA says the hours have been reduced, but the animals are still being cared for the same as before.
There was never any disruption of the care of the animals at all. We just simply pulled back the most of the public participation and adoption just so that we wouldn't interfere with anything else.
Beatty says they're in the process of hiring replacements, and once that's done, the regular hours will return. Until then, they're open from 12 until 5, Tuesday through Friday, and from noon until 4 on Saturdays.
Supporters of new housing in North St. Louis predicting this afternoon it will help revitalize neighborhoods. Missouri Senator Kit Bond and Mayor Francis Lay have been touring the Salisbury Park development at this hour. More than 100 new housing units are planned there, the project the largest of its kind in North St. Louis. On Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow closing the day up 6, NASDAQ was up 4, the S&P down 4. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast, News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller, clear tonight, low down to 40, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 67, and Thursday partly cloudy and a high of 70 degrees. It's 59, I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date.
Hundreds of millions of people watched the historic funeral for Pope John Paul II.
That was definitely an intense experience in and of itself.
Meet a St. Louis priest who is one of the few chosen to participate in the Pope's funeral. Tonight at 10 on News 4, his extraordinary story and his inside look at life inside the Vatican, including a special message Pope John Paul had for him as they prayed together. It's an inspiring story you'll see only on News 4. Tonight at 10.
On Entertainment Tonight, Pat O'Brien with Dr. Phil. Life after rehab.
Do you deserve a second chance?
Plus, Mary Kay Letourneau surviving 18 months in solitary confinement.
The only thing I cared about was getting out alive.
And what she dreads about her wedding day with her former student. Then, Nicole Kidman on her ex, Tom Cruise. And his hot new romance to Katie Holmes. Only on Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
No, no, no,
No.
You are listening to the incessant drone of a mold denier. Should you encounter a person in a mold denial state, look for these signs. Repeating of the word no, or but, or please oh please stop saying that. Gently remind them that while yes, all homes do have mold, that all is not lost. Because Silex is indeed the mold killer. Take 4 steps backward very slowly, turn and walk due east.
A message from Tilex Mold and Mildew Remover and the Mold Denial Advisory Panel.
To find that perfect Mother's Day gift, L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts invites you to come shop for your special mom or special someone this Mother's Day. L.E. Smith, formerly Grandpa's Jewelry, has 3 St. Louis area stores, each with over 6,000 square feet of beautiful diamond rings, bracelets, earrings, charms, and watches. While you're here, shop L.E. Smith's giftware department for Precious Moments, Waterford, Swarovski, and more. Our no-pressure consultants will help you find the right piece of jewelry or giftware to fit every budget. Serving the St. Louis area for over 40 years, L.E. Smith offers the best prices and largest selection. They really do. So make mom happy and visit L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts in South County across from the JCPenney Catalog Store. In Collinsville at Highway 255 and Collinsville Road, or in Fairview Heights on Highway 159. To find that perfect Mother's Day gift, shop L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts.
It's springtime and we're all headed outside, but there's something trying to get inside our homes. I'm talking about bugs. And if you want to get rid of your bugs, you need to call AMCO Ranger Pest Control. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AMCO Ranger Pest Control. They've been serving St. Louis since 1965, and they helped invent the Centricon system, which is the number one termite control method in the U.S. It has been installed in over 2 million homes, including the home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for you and for me. AMCO Ranger is great because they know St. Louis and they know bugs. And since the Centricon system was introduced in 1994, many copycats have been around, some of which have been pulled from the market. So don't worry about the copycats. Worry about the best. Centricon and AMCO Ranger Pest Control. Call 636-441-BUGS. That's 636-441-BUGS. AMCO Ranger Pest Control.
For all of you who came into this world via a mother, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Say you care with Don DeFoe's Flowers, 314-966-2461 or online at dondefoes.com.
Need extra cash for home improvements, college tuition, or an upcoming summer vacation? Call American Equity Mortgage now to consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. Call 314-878-9999.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Because we don't even need to take a vote. Our Tuesday guest today is officially the winner of the guy to bring in maybe the most really good food of any guest.
Did he bring food and gifts?
Oh, man, he brought food. Our guest is, well, we have to have another round of applause to please welcome Mike Fry.
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, getting to know you. Yes.
Perfect.
This is the segment we like to call Getting to Know You, as we get to know Mike Fry. We're actually not going to get to know him right now because I have a lady that I want everybody to meet on the phone. But Mike is the first guest to bring us food from Jimmy Yin's, because Jimmy Yin's just joined us about 2-3 weeks ago. Good call. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, is this stuff good. I'm almost an addict to this place.
I know.
I ate there last week 4 times last week. And if you're thinking, well, yeah, because you eat there free, I've paid every time I've eaten. Terry Bose, who owns the place, is a cheapskate, and he doesn't comp me. I go in there, and not that he should, because he pays to be on here, but I each time I take somebody to see what they think about it. 4 times last week I ate there, and I almost went today. If I'd had time, and I was running late and I couldn't, I would have gone today. It is. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're quite welcome.
Good call. I got to talk to a lady that Dan has on the phone here. And I want to let everybody hear her story. Her name is Diane. Diane, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Yeah, good. We talked a little earlier, and you agreed to come on and chat with us about the fact that you don't smoke anymore because you went down to Easy Way in South County. And I guess my first question, first of all, you're down in Perryville?
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I own a nutrition and fitness center for women.
Really?
Hey, before you go any further, it says Diana. I don't know.
No, it's Diane.
Oh.
It's Diana.
Hey, Dan.
It
is Diana.
Okay, well, my sheet was wrong because it had Diane on it.
Sounds like you made a mistake.
No, they made a mistake because I can show you where it says Diane. And that I will take up with Corny Kornfeld because he typed the memo. So, Diana, you're pretty fit, I would imagine.
I try to be.
And probably the one thing you didn't like about your total health picture was that you were a smoker.
Exactly.
How much did you smoke?
I probably smoked about a half a pack to a pack a day.
Okay.
And depending if it was a weekend or not. Weekend may have been more.
And why would you smoke more on the weekend?
Well, because I had less, you know, or more time to...
More time to enjoy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
exactly.
When did you go down to Easy Way?
I went on January 21st of this year.
And have you smoked, and tell the truth, raise your right hand and put a Bible under the other hand and swear and cross your heart and hope to die. Have you smoked since then?
No. Not one.
Good for you.
No.
Not one cigarette.
Not even one drag. Nothing.
Now, for the people who are doubting Thomas's, and what I like about these people is they tell you flat out it's an 80% chance. 4 out of 5 people quit smoking, and apparently you were in the 4 out of 5.
Yes.
And the big question is always, well, does it hurt? Well, does it?
No. No. In fact, it's relaxing.
How would you describe to people what they do?
I would probably say that it's just a slight sensation in several different areas you know, throughout your upper part of your body.
Yeah.
And it was kind of relaxing.
And what did they it's a pinpoint of light, actually, I think. And most of it's concentrated where, on your earlobe?
My earlobe, and then also on my forehead.
Really?
And one on my nose, where it's supposed to make it smell really bad to you.
Hmm. No kidding.
Hmm. Yes.
That's a part I didn't even realize, because I haven't had it.
And it worked.
Because I'm not a cigarette smoker. But
good for you.
Well, good for you, because February, March, you're over the three-month mark.
Yeah.
You're looking at about 3.5 months. Do you think it's going to stick? I mean, do you want a cigarette now? Or
I have not had a single craving. I was telling my husband the other day, which still smokes, that I can honestly look at him smoking and think that I have never smoked, that I am an ex-smoker.
Wow.
I mean, it's unreal.
Well, my guess is that he's not going to be able to get away with this much longer, because if you're in the house and you don't smoke anymore, eventually
exactly
the pressure is going to get to him, and he's going to go, okay, I'll go down too, and then you'll have a smoke-free
house. He said if I did it for 30 days, he'd quit, no problem.
Well, I believe you've done it for 30 days.
Yes,
so,
I have.
So he's next up. Hey, thank you very much for talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Diana.
Okay, bye-bye.
Diana Salazar.
Good story.
Who I've never met. I don't know her, but she's one of the names on the list they sent me of people if I wanted to call and talk to them. And she almost didn't go on today. I called her earlier, and she was very nervous, and she says, I don't know if I want to do this because I'm afraid that, you know, I might make a fool of myself or might not come off right. And I said, you know what, you have a great story to tell, and you should be proud of it, and it'll be painless, just like Easy Way was. So that's her story. I can't add anything to that. I can just give you the phone number so you can call, make an appointment, and join a lot of people like Diana who don't smoke anymore. 314-843-EASY. 314-843-EASY. All right. We're going to get to Joe Hipperson in a minute, but let's go back to getting to know our guest.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Mike Fry is our guest. Do you smoke?
No, sir.
Oh, he says that with conviction.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I sell and service commercial exercise equipment.
Commercial exercise equipment.
That's correct.
And what's the difference between commercial exercise equipment and, I guess, home equipment?
The price.
Good answer.
Yeah.
And I guess sturdier.
Yes, absolutely.
Because a lot of people use it, and it gets a lot of abuse.
Yes.
More so than a home equipment.
Correct.
What's the biggest seller? What piece of equipment?
What's right now, absolutely the elliptical.
The elliptical. That's a stair-stepping kind of deal, isn't it?
Kind of a bike mixed with a treadmill.
Yeah, and very difficult.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so. Look at you and look at me. I'm telling you, it's difficult for me. It's more of a workout in a shorter period of time than a treadmill. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Sure.
All right, you'll agree with that. Just because you don't want us to kick you out of the house.
I don't think he agrees.
Are you married?
I just got married.
Okay. Wow. To a man or a woman?
To a woman.
Last Wednesday, a beautiful woman.
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Holy cow, you haven't even been married a week. You're married 6 days. How's that working out?
Fabulous.
Well,
yeah.
6 days.
Well,
yeah. There's still... Yeah.
There's a lot he doesn't know. There's a whole lot you don't know.
Was this a wedding gift from her?
This is actually a birthday gift.
Oh.
Being here is a birthday. When was your birthday?
My birthday is tomorrow.
No kidding.
You're just covered up with all kinds of great stuff within the week. Now, let me ask you a question after being married 6 days. Your sixth-day impression of marriage, just in as a description of a lifestyle, how would you describe it? So what have you discovered in 6 days that you weren't expecting? Is there any negative? I mean, I know you think we get married, oh, man, this is going to be wonderful. I got a license to have sex nonstop, and she's going to support me, and we're crazy about each other. I can't think of anything that could ever go wrong. Have you discovered anything negative?
I can't say I have, because I have a story unlike anybody else's.
Well, let's hear
it. Really?
I have been with this fabulous woman.
Can I eat Jimmy Inn's while
you bet. You're going to need it.
I'll eat you talk. Go ahead.
I have been with her for nearly 20 years.
Whoa. She's not your sister, is she?
Well, you look like you're 26 years old. You were kids together?
High school sweethearts.
Mm. How old are you?
I will be 37 tomorrow.
Wow. What? You don't
so 20 them. Years you've known each other.
Yes.
All right, finish the story.
And we have dated exclusively for 20 years this coming July 1st.
Holy.
Wow, that's a
and,
pretty long engagement.
It was. And our story is unlike anybody else's that I know of. And we dated exclusively from our parents' homes originally. And did not live together up until roughly 5 months ago. Purchased a new home.
So you, how old were you when you started?
I was 17,
and
it was 3 days before her 16th birthday.
So have you ever had a date with anybody but her?
I have. We had
what,
a couple.
2 days ago? Tonight.
His marriage stuff is getting old.
Tonight will be his first date. Yeah. So you actually did have a chance to date, what, one other person, two other people?
We dated prior to meeting each other a few times. And we had a separation for a month or two. And other than that, no. Nope. Just each other.
That is a very unusual story.
Yes.
Because, my older son, for the most part, has only had, you know, one girlfriend. I think he had a couple other dates, but since he was about 17, the same thing. This has pretty much been it for him.
When you find the best, you stay with it.
Oh, listen to this guy. Yeah. Listen to this guy. Check back with us in 20 years. And what does she do?
She's a paralegal.
Whoa.
Smart.
She's smart. Plans for kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah, have kids. Have a bunch of them.
Absolutely.
Have like five kids. If I had to do over and have five kids, I'm not kidding.
Really?
Absolutely. It's the greatest thing you can do.
I'll give it a shot.
The best part of my life was having kids. The rest of my life sucked. But that was the good part. What part of town do you live in?
I just moved to St. Charles.
You'll like it there.
Welcome.
Good people in St. Charles, except
for
Karen Terry and
Dion. Yeah, the three of us.
Don't let these three scare you away. There are a lot of good people there, too. Well, do you have any questions for us? You're a listener, I assume?
I'm a full-fledged AM and the PM listener.
I like
that.
That's
good.
What do you have in the way of questions? You must have thought about it or listened and thought, I wonder what?
Why you guys work this hard?
Once again.
Once again, it doesn't take long for people.
Perceive it right away.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for people to see hard work.
Yeah. You're going to witness it.
And we appreciate your noticing that, and we don't have an answer for that because we ourselves know how it's humanly possible.
Well, you running a show and eating the Jimmy Inn's
at the same time. How many people can do a show and eat Jimmy's peanut noodles at the same time?
Not many.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm not kidding. You win the food prize. We have Thai chicken pizza, which I think may be the best pizza I've ever tasted. And I can't even begin to tell you the other dishes that we have.
Kebabs are in there.
Yeah. So thank you for finding Jimmy Inns, and like everybody else, I know you'll be back.
Absolutely. The smell alone.
All right. Along the way, if you think of any questions, just jump in. Relax, and the hard part's over.
Okay.
The getting to know you segment is the hard part. All right. Back to the phones. Oh, no. We're not going to the phones. Yeah. We're going to talk to somebody who's hip.
Yeah.
Tuesday is the day that they announce what's new, what's just been released on DVD. There's also a little music sometimes thrown in there, releases, and nobody knows more about it or is more on top of it than this guy. He is too hip for this room. He is Joe Hipperson.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, I am AM in the PM.
Well, we know that. Say hi to our guest. He has brought... I wish you were here, man. You would eat like a king on this Jimmy Inn stuff. Say hi to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing good.
All right. What are we looking at today?
Well, right now I'm looking at my nice afternoon cup of Thomas coffee.
Oh, I like that.
All right. New release Tuesday. First up, let's talk about some music releases. For all you alternative rock junkies,
that's
you can
me,
get
man.
Your mm-hmm. fix with the brand new 9-inch Nails album today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the album is called With Teeth.
What?
And, yeah, that's With Teeth. For all you Star Wars fans, I know everybody's excited now.
Oh, yeah.
Today is the day you can buy the soundtrack for Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith. Now, here's the reason why this CD is so cool. It's only going to set you back around $15 at the very most. And inside of this, you get the soundtrack on CD and a bonus DVD. The DVD has 16 exclusive Star Wars music videos. They feature the very best Star Wars music over all six feature films. Each video is a montage of all six films to music from all six films. I have already picked it up, and I think it's awesome. Movies on DVD today. The big release is the Nicolas Cage blockbuster National Treasure.
I like that movie.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
That was okay.
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I liked it.
It kind of played out like a rejected script for an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Peon says it's okay.
It is. It's just okay. It's a father and son finding buried treasures. It does. It plays like a halfway Indiana Jones movie. Probably just as big, but not as good, is the DVD release of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera today. Disney has released the highly anticipated Pocahontas Special Edition DVD today.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that a cartoon?
Yep. No, it's a porn movie. Pocahontas.
Yeah, Pocahontas. It came out as a cartoon in theaters about 10 years ago.
Very good.
I know for a fact that within the week, I'm going to have to, I don't have to, but I will, because I'm that kind of husband, sit through that Phantom of the Opera with my wife. She's going to want to go get that thing.
Wow. Anyone a fan of the family fun flick, The Sandlot?
Never heard of it.
You know what? That's the baseball?
Yeah.
That's the Babe Ruth baseball
with,
movie? Yeah, great movie.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent movie.
Great old movie.
Good news for you. They have put together a straight-to-DVD release of The Sandlot Part 2 today. The Sandlot 2 takes place in 1972, 10 years after the first film, and a whole new group of kids find themselves in trouble when a model spaceship ends up in the backyard of James Earl Jones. So, in short, it's just like the first one. Also on DVD today is the two-disc special edition of Spaceballs. Now, MGM has spared no expense with this Star Wars spoof by going as far as actually spoofing the way 20th Century Fox laid out the menu screens on the Star Wars DVDs.
I love that.
So when you put in your Spaceballs DVD, don't be surprised if the menu screens look exactly like the menu screens on the Star Wars DVDs. Dead serious. TV shows on DVD. Lots of different TV shows out today. Maybe one of them is your favorite. The complete first season of The Partridge Family can be heard today.
About time.
No thanks.
So can the first season of the canceled sci-fi show Star Trek Enterprise. The complete second season of Touched by an Angel is on shelves today.
Good show.
We also have Gilmore Girls, Season 3.
Hey, here's a good example when we talk about people who are stars of a hit show and you never hear from them again. Roma Downey, Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
Cute, good-looking, good in that show, and now where is she?
She's on DVD.
Yeah, that's a good one to get, too.
She's Irish, right?
Yeah.
Gilmore Girls Season 3, and the complete third season of Everybody Loves Raymond. The fourth season of Three's Company is out on DVD today.
Woo-hoo!
You can pick up the fourth seasons of I Love Lucy,
Karen,
and King of the Hill today. Finishing up our TV shows, we've got the complete fifth season of Dawson's Creek.
Oh,
yeah. And last but not least. Anybody a fan of The Duke?
John Wayne?
Like, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Well, today is your day to break out the checkbook for the John Wayne Legendary Heroes Collection on DVD. This DVD box set features Blood Alley, Mick Q, The Sea Chase, Tall in the Saddle, and The Train Robbers.
You know what's what's interesting is if you're in a household where you can have somebody, this happened to me about 2 weeks ago, one of my sons walked in the room, and I'm watching an old John Wayne movie. I didn't watch the whole movie, but I just stopped to look at it. And they don't know who John Wayne was. I mean, they know.
Really?
Yeah, and it's funny because he came in, and he's asking me questions about John Wayne. And he says, so was he always a cowboy in the movies? And it's just kind of interesting to try to tell him who John. And I tried to explain to him, this guy is a totally different movie star than anybody else that's ever been, because he represented strength and courage
and
honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think, did he ever play the part of a really nasty, bad, evil...
No, I don't think he ever played a bad guy, but he did play like a detective or something in San Francisco. But I think 95% of his stuff was cowboy.
And even as a detective, he wasn't a criminal.
Or war movies, you're right.
Too, he never was an evil guy.
No. The first time I saw John Wayne was when I was in the movie theater for Gremlins.
Okay.
You guys remember that?
Was that with, don't tell me.
It's a great movie.
The guy with the voice, Bush, Head for the Mountains, Gremlins.
Oh, that's,
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, Hoyt Axton. Yeah,
I can't, and I hate to do that, I can't remember if it's Gremlins 1 or 2, but there's a part where they're in the movie theater and the Gremlins are watching the movies, and John Wayne shows up. And one of the gremlins freaks out and yells, it's the Duke. And I had no idea what that meant, but everybody in the theater laughed. That was the very first time I saw John Wayne.
Well, he's worth watching.
The box set, the John Wayne Legendary Heroes Collection, can be yours today, and it should retail for around $40.
Wow.
That is going to do it for me. I will be talking to you guys Thursday, and I'll let you know what is happening in and around the wonderful city of St. Louis. My name is Joe Hipperson for the big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Good job.
He's real good at that stuff. And Touched by an Angel, he reminded me, I have to get Highway to Heaven. So I guess it's anywhere where they sell Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, you can get them there. Yeah.
Sam's or whatever. So I
hey,
what?
Can I jump in real quick? John Hadley called in and asked if we could mention.
Who's that?
He's one of the guys that works on the sports show.
You know what you just did? You said, can I jump in? And then you just jumped in.
Yeah. I didn't hear you say yes.
Hey, can I jump in? John Hadley's going to... You just... Not even a pause. That was too... go ahead now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, John Hadley called in and said that they are going to have on their sports show, they're going to talk nothing but hockey tonight. They're going to have on Chris Pronger, Keith Tkachuk, Dallas Drake, Red Berenson, and they're working on more for the big charity game. It's all about the big charity game that's coming up this Friday at the Family Arena in St. Charles. That'll be fun.
Well, if you need a hockey fix, I guess some people do.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
This would be good.
It's going to be great.
All right. Feel free to interrupt anytime, without permission. How you holding up there, Mike?
Doing great.
That's Mike Fry. He's our guest. So far, so good. We're going to take a little break and dig into some more Jimmy Yens here. Let me talk to you about another terrific place to go. How old are you? Just at 37?
37 tomorrow.
Fast Eddie's?
I have been there.
That is a very one-of-a-kind, different place, right?
I would agree.
How would you describe it to somebody who's never been to Fast Eddie's? What would you say?
I would say the food is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
dirt cheap.
And the drinks are cold.
Drinks are cold. Mm. Coldest beer in town. That would be a good description.
Yeah.
And people would react by saying, well, big deal. There are a lot of places that have good food and cold drinks. And you say, yeah, but you got to go to Fast Eddie's to understand there's a character that it has and an atmosphere that nobody else has. And that character and that atmosphere is there because of Eddie and Eddie Jr. And no other place can be Fast Eddie's because they're not there. And over the years, it has just become, by word of mouth, people telling other people, the place to go. And anybody who meets somebody and finds out they haven't been to Fast Eddie's, they say the same thing to them. Oh, you have to go to Fast Eddie's. And you do. And a lot of people come into St. Louis from far, far away. And one of the first stops has to be Fast Eddie's. That's all we can tell you. You'll have to go there to figure out the rest. Great live entertainment on the weekends, too. The corner of 4th and Broadway in Alton, Illinois. The legendary, world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
This message is for men who have been diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer or for physicians treating a patient with prostate cancer. A local medical center is taking part in a national clinical research study of an investigational prostate cancer vaccine. If you or someone you know have been treated with hormone therapy for prostate cancer and it has stopped working, please call toll-free 866-679-4904. That's 866-679-4904. To find out if you may qualify for this study comparing a prostate cancer vaccine to chemotherapy for the treatment of metastatic hormone refractory prostate cancer, or if you are a physician with a patient who fits this profile, please call the Cell Genesis Information Center today at 866-679-4904 or visit www.cellgenesis.com. That's www.cellgenesis.com.
434 at the Big 550. Let's get some help home from Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Time for traffic. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Karen. Things aren't bad right now. I'm over 40. Westbound 40 is slow. East of Hampton to Hanley. Slows again from 270 through Mason Road. Westbound 70 heavy approaching Mid Rivers and Highway 79. Southbound 270 slows Ladue through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 55 a little heavy at the River de Pere. Sluggish through Remus Barracks at Lindbergh. Eastbound 40, slow going McKnight through Hanley Road. Downtown is not bad. It's a Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 is slow. Salisbury through 6th Street. This report brought to you by RideFinders. If you're pumped about gas prices, pump money back into your pocket by carpooling to work using RideFinders' free ride matching service. Call RideFinders at 800-VIP-RIDE. That's 800-VIP-RIDE. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hundreds of millions of people watched the historic funeral for Pope John Paul II.
That was definitely an intense experience in and of itself.
Meet a St. Louis priest who is one of the few chosen to participate in the Pope's funeral. Tonight at 10 on News 4, his extraordinary story and his inside look at life inside the Vatican, including a special message Pope John Paul had for him as they prayed together. It's an inspiring story you'll see only on News 4. Tonight at 10.
On Entertainment Tonight, Pat O'Brien with Dr. Phil. Life after rehab.
Do you deserve a second chance?
Plus, Mary Kay Letourneau, surviving 18 months in solitary confinement.
The only thing I cared about was getting out alive.
And what she dreads about her wedding day with her former student. Then, Nicole Kidman on her ex, Tom Cruise. And his hot new romance to Katie Holmes. Only on Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. If you have a leaky basement, you need to call EverDry Waterproofing. They have over 70,000 satisfied customers, including the co-host of the KTRS Home Improvement Show, Jim McMillan.
Well, this past January was the wettest January on record, and all that rain came right up in my basement. So I called EverDry. We decided on the option that would protect us best and then added the Easy Breeze system that expels that mildewy, stale air that just recirculates through the furnace. I figure that'll help me outlast John Shea. I dreaded what came next, but the crew EverDry sent me put me at ease. They were clean, polite, and aware that they were in our home. In 3 days, they did what I thought was the impossible. They installed the complete system. They hauled away all the mess and even vacuumed our basement stairs. We will never have a water problem again, ever.
Call 1-800-229-2107. 12 months, same as cash. EverDry Waterproofing. The most trusted name in the nation for waterproofing. That's 1-800-229-2107.
Do you have insomnia? If so, you may be able to participate in a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for insomnia. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication and study-related exams at no cost and may be compensated up to $200 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you're having difficulty sleeping or staying asleep throughout the night, you may apply for...